You're listening to Vatican Radio.
The Pope's attempt to trace out the lines of Lenten conversion took its starting point from the words of the prophet Isaiah from the day's first reading. Avoiding evil and learning to do good, the heart of Isaiah's exhortation, are stages along this path. Each one of us every day does something ugly, the Pope said. The Bible, in fact, says that even the most holy people sin 7 times a day. The problem, the Pope said, lies in not getting into the habit of living in ugly things, and in avoiding those things that poison the soul. And then we have to learn to do good. It's not easy to do good. We must learn it always, he said. The Lord teaches us, but we must learn like children. And so, the Pope continued, one needs courage to learn to avoid evil and humility to learn to do good, which is expressed in concrete actions. You learn to do good with concrete things, the Pope said, not with words. That's why Jesus rebukes the Jewish leaders, because they talk and don't act. They don't know concreteness. And if there is no concreteness, the Pope said, there can be no conversion. The first reading, he said, then continues with the invitation from the Lord. Come, let us reason together. God gives us a hand to help us up. Pope Francis emphasized how God helps us, walking together with us to help us, to explain things to us, to take us by the hand. The Lord is able to do this miracle, that is, change us, not overnight, but on a journey. It is the Father, Pope Francis said, who accompanies us on this path of conversion, only he asks us to be humble. Pope Francis concluded his homily by recalling the stages along the path of Lenten conversion. Avoiding evil, learning to do good, getting up and going with the Lord. And then, he said, our sins will be forgiven. I'm Christopher Wells.